Welcome to worship, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here. We're here to worship Jesus Christ in the woods, in the sanctuary, wherever we are. He's promised to be with us. And that's something that Libby's talking about at the women's retreat, that God is always with us, and we can meet him right here this morning. So again, welcome to worship.
Let us bow our heads and pray together. Our dear Lord and Father, we today want to first thank you for our lives. Thank you for giving each of us the opportunity to live, to love, to laugh, and to learn. We thank thee for this beautiful valley in which we live, with its surrounding green and then gold-sided mountains, its clear, sunny days, its fruitful soil, and its gentle, plentiful rain. We thank you for the opportunities we have had to work here so that we may feed and raise our families, and for the opportunity many of us have had at work to create new technologies for the betterment of the human condition. How fortunate we are that we may arise each day in this beautiful place. We thank you for this magnificent state and for this great nation in which we live. We thank thee for the sacrifices many have made for us over our country's history, so that we may freely assemble, express ourselves, choose our political leaders, and worship without fear. May our country long continue to be the brightest beacon of liberty, freedom, and opportunity in this world. We thank you for this large, diverse, fascinating, and beautiful world you have created for us. Thank you for all of its people. What a wonderful variety of food, language, clothing, art, literature, law, and habit you have created for us to enjoy together. We pray that our differences will not be stronger than what we share in common, our desire to create your heaven here on earth for all your people. We pray today for our children and our youth. Thank you for their smiles and their joy of living. We pray that you will give us the wisdom, the strength, and the discipline to support them in school, at work, and in the creation of their own families. We pray for our elderly. Give us the love and the patience to continue to learn from them, to help them deal with infirmity, and to help them know joy and laughter each and every day. This morning, in particular, we pray for Michael Lance as he grieves for the loss of his mother. We pray for comfort for Earl Johns and for the great example of faith he has given all of us for many decades. And we pray for continued healing for Bob Schultz and for Marvis Eldridge. We pray for this church. May you continue to provide all of our staff and our lay leaders vision, energy, and your love so that we may all better serve as your hands here on this earth. Thank you, Lord, for the friends we each have throughout this church. Thank you for the opportunity our church has given us to learn and study your word, to worship, to sing, to teach, and to help those in our local community and now those as far away as Rancho Santa Marta. Lastly, dear Lord, we pray for the women of this church who have been on retreat this weekend. We pray that they have been further energized and strengthened by the opportunity to relax together while contemplating your love and your nature. Please bring them home safely to us. And now, while the ushers come forward, let us pray together the prayer which Jesus taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Our second reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 44 through 47. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man."
Well, during this season of Lent, we've been talking about the last words of Jesus from the cross, and this is our last day to do that. And I hope you all got a card in your bulletin. We're going to be talking this morning about the last two phrases that Jesus said from the cross, "It is finished," and the last, the very last thing he says is, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." So that's what I'm going to be talking for a few minutes about this morning. But would you pray with me? Lord God, as we contemplate your cross, move us by the power of your Holy Spirit to be quickened in our own hearts as to the depth of your love for us, the reason for your great sacrifice, and our ability now to come near to your throne of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I came across a video I want to share with you right now. It's about a reunion. And it's about a military father who's reunited with his daughter. I'm not making any, sort of sly comments about politics or anything like that. It's just a military, this is about a reunion, and I want you to take a look at it, okay? So here we go.